The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hi. My name is DJ Eminem. Welcome back to my podcast. This is episode 2. This is How I Got Here. In my last episode, I talked about questioning my plan. And I think part of me thought that once I said it out loud, something would click. Like, I'd suddenly feel more sure. But I don't. If anything, I just feel more aware of how unsure I actually am. And honestly, that's really uncomfortable to say, because I feel capable. I like feeling like I know what I'm doing. And right now, I don't always feel that way. So instead of asking, is this my plan? I've started to ask something else. And that is, if I don't know the plan, what am I actually supposed to be doing right now? Because I feel like that's more realistic in a standard. For me, at least. At my age, there's a lot of pressure. I'm 18, I just got into college, I go to a university. It's a lot of pressure. Like, I'm supposed to pick the right major, don't waste time, don't fall behind, and make smart choices. And I understand all that. Like, I get it. College is expensive, time matters, your 20s matter. But I don't think anyone talks about how confusing it feels in the middle of it. Like, I'm on the medical track. I think I want to be a physician assistant, and that's the goal I've been telling people. And, you know, when I say it out loud, it sounds good. It sounds impressive. But when I'm alone, you know, you always think to yourself. And when I think to myself, I always ask, do I actually want this? Or is it just good to have an answer? Because I feel like having an answer is safe. You know, it's better than saying, I don't know. Because saying, I don't know, makes you seem unstable. You're in college. You're supposed to kind of have a plan, but if you don't know your plan, then kind of people are going to think they're like, oh, what are you doing? And sometimes I just don't know. Like, the other day in chemistry, I had one of those I don't know moments. The professor, she was explaining something. You know, she was writing equations across the board like it was her second nature. And I was copying everything down, but not fully understanding it. And I had this thought while I was doing it. I don't feel like I know what I'm doing anymore. Not just in that class. Just in general, like, I'm doing everything that I should be doing. I go to class, I take the notes, I study, I turn in the assignments. I don't feel as confident as I used to. When I was in high school, I could get great grades without feeling constantly overwhelmed. I didn't feel stressed every day. I felt, you know, smart enough. Like, I got by. But now that I'm in college, I'm like stressed every single day. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if this is right. These type of classes, they are pushing me to my limit. Chemistry is honestly one of the hardest classes I've ever taken, as of right now. And there are plenty moments where I look at the material and think, there's no way I can do this. And sometimes that thought creeps in. And the bigger thought is, what if I'm not smart enough for this? And that doesn't just stay in chemistry. It spreads to my other classes, biology, math. Like, those classes, oh, they push me. They push me so hard. Mainly chemistry and math. But it's just what it is. Because it turns into, what if I'm not cut out for medicine? What if this is where I realize I aim too high? What if this is proof I picked wrong? And that's a lot to handle. Like, I don't want to tell myself that I picked wrong. I know what I like. I know that I want to be in medicine. But how can I do something pretty difficult if I can't even do the basic? There was one night a few weeks ago where I was studying for a chemistry exam. It was late. My room was quiet. My roommate was gone. My desk was covered in notes. I had half-finished practice problems. And I remember staring at one question for just way too long. I had watched videos on it. I had gone over the notes. I tried to understand it in many different ways, and it just was not clicking. I just sat there. I didn't know what to do, and I felt this mix of frustration and embarrassment. Even though no one was there, I was by myself. I literally said out loud, "Why is this so hard for me?" And then I realized I'm just not used to understand things quickly. I'm not used to feeling behind. In high school, if I didn't get something, I could usually figure it out fast. I could ask the teacher. I had the ways of figuring it out. Or at least I felt like I could. But this is different. It feels like no matter how much effort I put in, I'm not catching up to where I should be. And for a second, you know, while I'm like in this thought, I just always feel like, what if I just switch paths? What if I just pick something easier to not just feel this constant mental pressure? And those type of thoughts, oh, they scare me. Because not because switching is a bad thing, but because I don't want to quit just because something challenged me. My mom always told me that I'm not a quitter, and you shouldn't quit when something is hard. So instead of closing my laptop that night, I just closed my eyes, and I asked myself, if this is hard, does that mean I belong here, or does it mean I'm stretching into something new? You know, when I said that, I didn't feel magically calm after that, but I opened up my laptop again, and I kept going. Not because I was suddenly sure that I could do it and I was going to understand better, but I was ready to know that I wasn't going to give up on myself. And sometimes the scary thing for me is that chemistry isn't always hard. It's that I don't feel in control. I can't guarantee the grade. I can't guarantee the outcome. I can't guarantee that this path will feel right forever. I like guarantees. And maybe there aren't any. Maybe the only thing I can control is whether I keep showing up. And right now, even with the stress, I am still showing up. I'm not going to quit because it's hard. I'll quit when I have to. And as of right now, I don't have to. there's also this fear in me of wasting time. What if I do all this schooling and then I change my mind? What if I pivot? What if I realize I don't want to do this at 25? But when I think about it differently, is it really wasted time if I learn discipline? If I learn how to handle pressure? If I learn that I'm capable of pushing through something difficult? You know, even if I pivot later on, I won't be the same person I am now. So maybe nothing is wasted. Maybe it's just building something. Even if it's not what I originally pictured, but it's still something that I can guarantee that I won't be upset to do in the future. You know, I keep on asking myself questions. I'm a question person. I like to ask questions. I like to think it out. I want to know the pros and the cons. You know, in everything, there's a positive and there's a negative. You have to find the positive. You have to find the negative. You shouldn't always find a negative before a positive. And when I ask questions to myself, I like to ask, is this my forever? Or is this right for right now? And right now, I'm curious about medicine. I care about helping people, and I'm interested in how the body works. I like the idea of everything, but when I'm in chemistry, oh, I doubt myself to the full max. And that's not the best thing that I should do. I just do. You know, when you get a bad score, you usually get upset with it, but you can usually recover for it. But me, if I get a bad score, I think my life is over. My life is over. I think about the future. I'm like, my grade is done for it. My future is done. But I don't quit still after that point. I still keep going. And I feel like that says something, because later on in life, when I think about a job, would I still try to do something that's impressive? Like, if no one was impressed by the title, would I still try? If no one asked me what I was majoring in, would I still be here? I think I would. And I feel like that's honest, because maybe the next step isn't supposed to feel clear. You know, maybe it's not supposed to feel comfortable. It's supposed to feel uncomfortable. Maybe just sitting in a class that humbles you and deciding that you're not done, you're going to go through. But maybe it's also admitting that you're not smart enough, but you're giving yourself the chance to become smarter. I don't know if medicine is my forever. I don't know if I will look back and realize that this is exactly where I was meant to be. I don't know if this stress is shaping me or it's redirecting me. But I do know this. I'm here, I'm trying, and I'm not quitting just because something feels bigger than me. Maybe growth doesn't feel inspiring. Maybe it feels like doubt. Maybe it feels like sitting alone at your desk at midnight, wondering if you can actually do this. But you know what? You open that laptop again. Not with certainty, not with a perfect 10-year plan, but you're just staying. You're choosing the next step. And that's how I got here. This is DJ Eminem, and I'm still figuring it out. Thank you for listening to my podcast.